Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. Yes, we are almost at the end of the year, just one day away. So cricket has been in slumber. Today, of course, Sri Lanka women will play against India in the final T20 game at Trivandrum. Like I made mention, Sri Lanka seems to be an improved lot. They did very well to score 190 plus runs against India in their last outing. So that's a good sign. Now then, we also had a communique from Sri Lanka Cricket that the Jaffna Cricket Stadium, which will be hosting international crickets, hopefully, has started or recommenced construction after a short pause. That's because of the cyclone effect that Sri Lanka faced in the month of November. So we just had a communique that they've started reconstruction. They were to have a practice game somewhere on the 14th of January, but that has been postponed indefinitely for the moment. So we'll keep you posted on that. Meanwhile, there are a few important communiques that have come across the cricketing world. People have been very critical about the type of pitch that the curator did produce for the Boxing Day test, because even Sir Geoffrey Boycott, the former English opener, was very critical and said that the curator should be held responsible. People pay money to watch a five-day game, especially a boxing test, and you don't see the test just crumbling in 2 days purely because the curator has not done a good job with the pitch. So that's been a very, very firm and a critical remark, which the ICC is looking at very seriously. So those are areas that I think the curator in Australia will have to be very concerned about, because we also had the same problem in the first test, mind you, at the Perth cricket grounds, you know, which also ended in 2 days. So two test matches being played for the Ashes, one of the most prestigious series, ending up in 2 days, doesn't augur well with the public. Well, that's for sure. Right. There is also another communique which I thought I'll share with you this morning. Is there was speculation that Gautam Gambhir, the head coach of India, might be replaced. But the secretary for BCCI, Mr. Shukla, has made a statement saying that Gautam Gambhir will continue as the coach. So that's good news, because Gautam Gambhir has done a sterling job. I mean, what India has to realize is you can't win them all. I mean, you do have slips in the game of cricket. So that's the problem there, because India has such a huge fan base and they expect the team to win all the matches all the time. But it doesn't work that way, does it? Right, that's it. So let's look forward for today's game that will be telecast on Star Sports. Gets underway at 7 o'clock. Sri Lanka playing their final T20 game. One of the interesting factors to see whether Sri Lanka batters can be consistent. I know beating India on Indian conditions, especially the ladies, is very difficult. They are the world champions. But of course, Sri Lanka will be put to the test. And we sincerely hope Chamari Attapattu and co. with a new look team will come out with the guns blazing today. Thank you for being with us. I'm going to spin your record. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, have a blessed day.